Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Ben Scola Morning News. Joining us, as he does every Tuesday at this time, Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. The sun's up. The bridge is open, even though traffic jams on Three Mile Bridge. We're all back to normal. Everything's okay. You still have 9 Mile as a mess this morning because of the train stopped there, and I guess because of an encounter with a pedestrian. Is that right?
That's correct. We had a pedestrian stopped by a train in the area of Inslee Street, Laurel. Basically, we had shut down 9 Mile Road. But the good news is I just got off the phone with our dispatcher, and they tell us that the scene has been cleared. Now it's probably about 10, 15 minutes ago. So if it's not moving now, it'll be moving here in the next few minutes. Hopefully traffic will be restored to back to normal, as you say.
And the train, I assume, was stopped because of the investigation. Is that right?
That's correct. Unfortunately, whenever I was the police chief, we had this happen, you know, occasionally where someone would get struck by a train, typically around the Trussell area or Scenic Highway area, and you have to stop the train to make sure that you do a complete investigation.
Do we know at this point anything about how this man was killed, or, I mean, do we have any information yet about that?
We do not, but okay. I know that we had our crime scene folks out there, investigators were out there, and that they should have something shortly.
All right, fair enough. You know, we've had a couple of shootings recently, one on Green Street where I guess two people at least claimed to be shot. This is something that you're continuing to investigate, right?
That's correct, yeah. We're working on two. The first one that I'd like to mention is because we're looking for an individual in this shooting. It took place on the 29th at a bar in the 3800 block of West Navy Boulevard. We are looking for a guy named DeAndre Bernard Johnson. If you go to our Facebook page, we have a couple of good pictures. One looks like a surveillance picture, and the other is just a photograph of Mr. Johnson. And he is considered armed and dangerous, and he is wanted for, again, for the shooting that took place on the 29th. The one you're talking about on Friday afternoon, really, we got a report that an individual had been shot in the area of Green and Jackson Streets, and he was taken to the hospital. He's not able to cooperate at this point. And then the second individual showed up at the hospital. He had been shot, and he's choosing not to be cooperative. So we have two people that were shot, unknown as to the extent of their injuries. But, again, we're asking people that have information on that, please call Crime Stoppers or give us a call if you want to. We'll be glad to talk to you about this.
Where are we at? And pardon me, I feel like I ought to know the answer to this, but I don't. It's just that the Oakfield Terrace shooting that took place several weeks ago, I was reminded of that watching this shooting that took place down in Miami, where it just seemed so similar, where guys pull up in a stolen car, they jump out, they shoot a bunch of times, they jump back in the car within 6 seconds, 10 seconds, take off and then ditch the car in a canal. Reminded me of the car being ditched up in the North End and set on fire. Where are we at on that investigation?
Well, we're still investigating it, as you can imagine. We do have some people that we believe are suspects at this time. We're not ready to put them out as suspects yet. We've talked to a number of people, as you recall, that were persons of interest. But, you know, when you have an investigation like that, we have to make sure that we have the right people. We want to make sure that we have probable cause, you know, for an affidavit or for a warrant. And we're still working on that. So we're still wanting people to come forward and to help us out. That might be the missing piece that we need. We do feel like we have a pretty good idea of what happened. But, you know, in our society, we have to be sure. And that's what we're making sure of.
Yeah, obviously you have to be able to make a case that you can then get a conviction on. So I know you guys work pretty closely with the state attorney's office to make sure that the evidence is gathered the right way. I mean, yeah, that's all the right stuff, right? Just, you know, I mean, catching somebody that you can't then prosecute doesn't do anybody an awful lot of good. We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia Sheriff. You guys also, there was a recent story, and I know you and I talked about it a little bit, but we're seeing more of this, the edible marijuana, you know, that kind of looks like candy. You're seeing more of this with kids these days?
Yeah, you know, about 2 weeks ago, I guess, we had a discussion because I was driving down Pine Forest Road, and I got a call that at Bellevue Middle School, actually, that a couple of kids may have ingested some of this marijuana edibles. And we got there, and sure enough, it appeared that that was the case. We're investigating that still. But what really shook us was that the candy was packaged I think gummy bear type stuff. And the thought was that some of the kids may not have known. You know, you the original person with the package would have known, but as it gets passed around, they may not be in the original packaging. And so we put that out earlier, and we made people aware of it. And then recently we made a drug arrest, and at that point we see some stuff called Doritos, kind of a play on the word in the product Doritos. People, especially young children, may not know. It looks like candy. I wasn't aware of to the extent of this that this was taking place, but the fact that we've made two seizures of these types of edibles over the last couple of weeks, made us think that we need to make sure that other parents are aware of this. Wow. If the parents are aware, then they can have a conversation with their children about accepting candy from people they may not know, or something that at least ask more questions about before they take, a handful of gummies or what may look like a Dorito or a potato chip.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, what it makes me think of, and maybe it seems like a weird comparison, but I think of, when you have toy guns, like airsoft guns and stuff, they have to have that orange tip on the end so that you know that it's not a real gun. It's bizarre to me to imagine that it's illegal to produce, edible, THC-containing material that look exactly like anything else, especially when it's candy or snack-looking, which kids can very easily come into contact with, which is... Now, I'm not sure what the answer is there, but certainly, as you say, informing your kids and having a conversation with them about what they take is a good first step. How did Memorial Day go, especially with Pensacola Beach and, of course, the party down the way? How did things go?
If you take the traffic situation out of it, it went very well. Very good crowd out there. We spoke to our people at the beach, and I checked some of the reports from the beach. We did have one stabbing late at night at Casino Beach, but the victim refused to cooperate and took off. And so basically we have no report of that either. So all in all, it was very crowded. The weather was nice. The crowds were well behaved. It was just a good weekend.
Good. That's good to hear. And how has the bridge being reopened been relevant for your officers now that they don't have to go all the way around when they're commuting either to the beach or from Gulf Breeze or whatever?
Yeah, it's certainly helpful. During the Memorial Day holiday, we had more deputies out there at the beach, so they didn't have to take that extra hour or hour and a half, and it worked out really well, and hopefully they'll go ahead and restore all four lanes, both ways, and then get the whole bridge done as quickly as they can.
Absolutely. And so, okay, I mentioned a moment ago, but the last thing I want to get from you is we did Headliners and Hops last week, which you did with us a couple of years ago. It was great fun. And as you know, we always end Headliners and Hops with the lightning round. Well, in the lightning round, and I'm going to play you some of this and then get your reaction, Sheriff Bob Johnson here. I'm going to just play it for you, and then I'm going to get your reaction.
If you're caught watching a romantic comedy, is it because you wanted to or because your wife wanted to?
Wife.
Roller coaster or Ferris wheel?
Roller coaster.
And you and Chip Simmons are pretty fit guys, and you have similar hairstyles. Who wins the mixed martial arts fight between you?
It wouldn't even be close. Chip would be dead. It'd take like 2 seconds. Not even close. Holy, I can't believe you even asked that. That's it.
Well, we might have to see if we can arrange a charity bout.
Hey, let's go.
So, Sheriff Simmons, who would win the mixed martial arts competition between you and Sheriff Johnson, and when will we see the charity bout?
Yeah, I think that was way too quick. He's going to, I don't know. It just sounds like he's thinking a lot, way too much about Chip Simmons, but that's his business.
I won't press you on the charity, but we might have to have some offline negotiation here.
the truth is, Sheriff Johnson and I talked quite a bit. We were participated in a charity golf tournament. We rag each other quite a bit. We have a great relationship, but again, I can't help but Bob thinks of Chip Simmons way too often.
And very quickly, apparently, if he'd have such a ready answer, right? Well, Sheriff.
Exactly, yeah.
And
yeah, right,
I love occupying
his mind.
Exactly. I love that you guys work together so closely. It really is a great friendship dating back, obviously, to when you were the chief of police as well and the assistant county administrator. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff, thanks so much for the time, sir. Thanks for doing what you do to keep our community safe. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.